Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ruth Sherman back on the show. Ruth's a long time, coming up on a dozen years as a great member of our Brain Trust, internationally recognized authority on speech and interpersonal communication. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. She's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, not much going on in the news these days, right? It's kind of slow, kind of sleepy. You know, the news, they could just kind of do a rerun of this of the day before. Not much happening, you know, between whatever wackadoodle new thing Trump says or Hillary's coughing fits or whatever. This is
really hard to keep up.
I've been around the block three or four times. You've only been around about one time. So have you ever in your life seen anything like this?
No, and I don't think anybody has, which is what makes it so fascinating. And certainly for somebody like me, and you too, Jim, you know, we're communications people, right?
Yep.
We're experts.
Words matter.
Yeah, it's like a gift from the heavens. It's like, my goodness, so much to think about, so much to analyze, so much to learn from, right?
Well, absolutely. Especially one of the things that's so fascinating to me as I get older, it has now for a number of years, is the concept of implications. You know, implications about of what somebody has just said, what will the implications for that be? What someone just did or what they might do, what are you imagining the implications could be? And that's the reason why I think words matter, don't you?
Oh, yeah, words absolutely matter, and anybody who thinks that they don't or they shouldn't isn't paying attention and just doesn't understand the power of language and how incredibly careful we all have to be as we choose the words that we use to communicate. And we're of course, referring to the candidates right now, right, the people who are running for the presidency, the two candidates. But this is just as important in business as it is in politics. What we're seeing in the political realm, of course, is this just rot live, right? Every single day there is some new headline. We were talking before we came on, and I mentioned it's like a ping-pong game. You just don't know where to look. But I think worse for the electorate, for the citizens, for voters, is that we don't know what to believe. We don't know what to believe. And that is a very sad commentary on journalism, I think. But we're not here to talk about
That's important because, I mean, they're part of this process.
They are part of this process.
And they're the fifth estate.
It's impossible.
Or the fourth estate, I should say.
Right, the fourth estate, right.
The fourth estate. I was just going to say is that I've said it for a long time. That the things that have gone off the rail in America, we can fix some of those things, but they're dangerous. But I'm not sure anything is as dangerous as a dishonest media.
I don't think it's not only dishonest; it's inexperienced
and unprofessional
and uninformed.
Yeah.
Uninformed, the inability. You know, we mentioned the ping pong metaphor a moment ago. It's hard for them to know what to pay attention to.
Sadly, one of the reasons what you're talking about has happened is because of the financial situation of these media outlets.
Absolutely,
they can't afford. Find a local newspaper that's got this that's gonna shell out $50 for a reporter to go do one investigative report.
Absolutely. It's gotten very expensive, and we're at a point where only the very largest organizations are barely profitable at this point.
Yeah.
And so we are then stuck. We know.
So it's easier to report your ideology than what's going on the ground.
I was just going to say that they all have their ideology.
And that's easier to report because we already know what that is.
Right, we know what that is. But still, you know, if we're to believe that the editorial, the opinion pages, or the editorial room, or whatever you call it, is separate from the newsroom, that line has been blurred too much.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's where we end up. We end up with a situation where we no longer have or we're close to the situation. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's over, but we're close to a situation where we no longer have that fourth estate, which is the only group that is supposed to speak truth to power.
And I think we officially crossed the line beyond any when Candy Crowley basically became a debater with Romney back in the 12 election. You know, I think
don't remember that exactly.
Yeah, that was where she basically carried the water for Obama and argued with Romney in the debate. I think that was a major line.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.